Or whether you're tuned in live online, a very warm welcome to you to our Christmas service with our choir tonight. And so before we start, let's just bow our heads together and we'll go to the Lord in prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of year where we celebrate the birth of our Saviour. And we ask that you would bless our proceedings now, that our hearts would be lifted as we hear the choir sing, as we participate, as we hear from your word, as we hear the Christmas story. And we pray that you would be working in each heart. We know that you love and you care for us all. And so we pray that you'll do that great ministry in our hearts because you are a great God. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, yes, so we are going to have the choir filter out or walk out behind me in just a minute. And they're almost on cue, I think, just behind me. And we're going to, as they're walking out, we're going to turn to hymn number 100, or I should say carol number 100. O Come, All Ye Faithful. And there's going to be a number of times when we sing together and the choir will assist us or one way or the other. And then, of course, we'll move through some Bible readings and some choir items. And we're going to hear from the children's choir as well. But underneath our theme of O Come, Let Us Adore Him during this Christmas with our three events, we're going to kick off, first of all, with Christmas Carol 100, O Come, All Ye Faithful. And we're going to stand on the introduction and sing together. Let's stand together. Please be seated. Well, throughout history up until the birth of Christ, generations were looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. They were waiting for the coming of the Messiah. And so the choir is now going to sing, O come, Emmanuel. Thank you. history was waiting for a very valid reason. They were looking forward through to the Messiah. Many prophecies that we can see throughout the scripture align and point in that direction, to that specific time in history. And so now the choir is going to present Messiah highlights. Prophecies to be fulfilled. And if you'd like to turn in your Bibles, if you wish to read along with me to the Gospel of Luke, we're going to read several passages here. The best commentator on the Christmas story is the Scriptures itself. Luke chapter 1, 26 through to 38, and the excitement is building. Because we see there in Luke 1, verse 26, it says this: in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favoured. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. We're going to hear from the ladies' choir now. No room. Continuing the commentary, we go to Luke 2. And in Luke 2, we see the scene being set around the birth of Christ. Luke 2, 1-7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. We're going to hear from the children's choir, and they're going to sing for us, Away in a Manger. Continuing our commentary here in Luke chapter 2, as the children take their seat. Luke chapter 2, 8 through to 14, and we have the angels coming on the scene here with the shepherds. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The men's choir is now going to sing for us, O Holy Night.
A thrill of hope, no weary world rejoice.
men and the ladies. Wonderful. O Holy Night, well, let's read some more of this Holy Night from Luke chapter 2, and coming in at verse 15 through to 20. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Well, we're going to join together now, and we're going to stretch the legs and stand and sing "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing," number 93. Let's stand together, shall we? Before we have our short Bible message tonight from Andrew Siggs, I'm going to invite the children to come forward again. And they're going to sing for us a second time. And their song is entitled, "O Come, Little Children." So, little children, let's come. Wonderful. Thank you, children. All right, we come to that time in the program where we'll hear from God's Word, and then we'll be back for some more musical items. So over to Andrew.
Well, thank you, Andrew. I'll just steal some of your water. Get quite thirsty waving your arms around. Right. Well, weren't the kids great? There's certainly going to be some recruits from there for the adult choir before long. In fact, there's a few crossovers there already, so that was good to see. Well, here we are again. Another Christmas. Whenever you go into town, there's decorations everywhere. People's houses are lit up with lights. The shops are full of merchandise, people to buy presents for family or loved ones. Kids especially are getting excited. Christmas trees are up. Everywhere you look, there seems to be an anticipation for Christmas. Within this church, the choir and the children have been practicing for weeks in preparation for this time of year. But we have to ask why. What's the big deal about? We sing about the baby Jesus being born, about the manger, about the shepherds, about the wise men, about the sheep, the cattle. But what's the point of it all? What's so special about the baby Jesus anyway? For some people, Jesus is just a swear word. For others, he's so much more. Maybe to understand, we need to look back at the big picture of our world, this world we were all born into. Have you seen evil in this world? Seen it? Felt it? We live in a world that is tainted and scarred with evil, with sin, with sadness. But where did this all come from? And what's the cure? Well, let's look right back at the beginning, the origin of sin in this world. Let's look at Adam and Eve, the parents of the human race. Created perfect, in a perfect world, they lived in fellowship with their Creator, who we call God. Satan came in on the scene and tempted them, and they both chose to believe and follow Satan's leading rather than God. And in doing so, the curse of sin and evil was unleashed upon the world. Adam and Eve had fallen. They were sinners and irreconcilably separated from God on a path of destruction. God's law states that the wages of sin is death, and this law could not be changed. The penalty had to be paid, unless a substitute or a way out could be found. God promised that a descendant of Eve would save them. And throughout the few thousand years following this, this promise was confirmed by the prophets of God, and more prophecies accumulated and built a full picture of the coming Messiah, the Savior of the human race. But how could this be? Every human from then until now has been born a sinner, with a disposition to sin, or what we call a sinful nature. No one could pay the price for anyone else, because they had to pay the price for their own sin. The only answer was a supernatural one. At the beginning of this service, we sung, O Come, Emmanuel. Now, can anyone tell me what Emmanuel means? God with us? Yes, God with us, if you said that. So God himself came in the form of a human, to be born of a virgin, to live a sinless life, and ultimately to take our sins upon himself and die in our place. 3 days later, he rose from the dead to prove to us that the Lord Jesus had conquered sin and death for us, and so can we through him. So we set aside this time of year. When we set aside this time of year, it's not just about the presents or the food or the decorations. Don't get me wrong, I'm looking forward to the food. We don't simply celebrate the birth of a baby, but rather we celebrate the incarnation of God himself. We celebrate Emmanuel, God with us, having taken on the form of a man. Now, he could have been born a prince in a palace. Could have been born royalty, having every luxury that this world has to offer. But instead, he made himself of no reputation. He was born into the lower levels of society. Not into a palace suite, but where the animals were kept. He could have been placed in the finest cot, covered with the best silken cloth that money could buy, but instead he was placed in a manger as a makeshift bed, a feeding trough. Jesus laid aside all the glory that was due him and lived as a man, seemingly rejected by the world right from the start, right from his birth. But why? Why take on the form of a man? Well, the answer, for me. To take my sins upon himself, to die in my place, Why did he come? To save me. And he came to save you and every person in this room. So it's not just the birth of a baby that we celebrate, but the beginning of a journey of the incarnate God that would lead to the cross. So this year, when you're surrounded by all the Christmas presents and the materialism of this world, I want you to remember the ultimate present of Jesus being born and living among us and dying for us. And think on this as well. Now imagine if you gave me a present and I said, oh, thank you so much, but you keep it, you hang on to it, I'm not going to take it off from you, I'm not going to open it. In this situation, have I received this present and made it my own or not? Well, of course not. Well, this is exactly the same with receiving this present of salvation that God has given to us. If we don't actively receive it, it's not ours. So how can we receive this gift? Well, the Bible tells us in Romans 10, verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It also says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if you want to know more about this, I'd highly recommend you come and talk to someone about this after the service. Come and talk to Pastor Alan down there, or Andrew, or me. There's many people in this room that would love to tell you more about this. Well, I'm going to hand it back over to the other Andrew in a minute. The choir is going to sing one more song for you before I hand it back over to him, and after that he's going to close the service for us. So thanks for listening tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you to Andrew for his reminder for us tonight around the real reason to celebrate Christmas. And trust that it's a personal testimony for each one of you. It is indeed for each one of the choir members. It is for Rob, who's on the piano. It is for Andrew, who's been leading the choir tonight. And their desire is for each one of us to know that true joy. Before we stand and sing our last hymn, we are going to break with tradition. And I know Andrew doesn't want us to do this, but I'm going to ask you. We've enjoyed the ministry tonight from the choir. There's been a lot of work put in behind the scenes. And so let's please join together and give the choir a great round of applause, please. And now over the side to Rob as well for his work on the piano. And let's finish off with a big one, please, for Mr. Siggs over here. They, of course, do give the praise to the Lord tonight, but there's nothing wrong with us thanking them. Okay? So let's stand together and we'll sing Joy to the World, shall we? Again, trust that this joy is personal. And so let's sing this one out. We're going to be a little bit different here and we're going to get the choir to sing for us again, verse 2. Okay, Mr. Sig, so you can conduct the choir there on verse 2. So congregation, verse 1, 3 and 4. And we're going to stand on the introduction. Let's stand. With some announcements, and in a moment I'll ask Pastor Mitchell to come up and close us in prayer to close the night out. But my question is, would you like to hear some more from the choir? We'll come back next week. So, I think I got the hairy eyeballs from Andrew over here saying, we're quiet, nothing on the program. You're playing it by ear now. Dangerous. Next week we've got our Community Carols Family Night here, and Pastor Mitchell gave, I've got a bit of competition down here in the second row, still singing, we've got an item already for next week, he's got the songbook there, we're going to be darkening the environment in here, I'm not going to put the microphone down here, we're going to darken off the environment, and we are going to be having, not carols by candlelight, we're not covered by that on insurance, but we are covered for carols by LED. Okay, and carols by glow stick. And so if you like the combination of those two things, Please don't bring along your dolphin torches. They don't go too well with the spotlights. But that's next week, 6 p.m. right here, and we'll hear from the choir again on a number of occasions. And then, of course, we've got our Christmas service, 9 a.m. Here on Christmas morning. We're going to have a supper as well, so everybody is welcome to stay behind and join us around the supper. So I ask Pastor Mitchell if he wouldn't mind to come forward and close us in prayer.
Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the day that you've given us. Thank you that we can come and worship you. We acknowledge that you are an easy God to worship. We understand that you love us. You are patient with us. Your mercies are new to us every day. And Lord, we thank you for the time of this year, this time of the year when we can stop and reflect on what you did in sending your Son. And Lord, we would like to praise you for that. Thank you for each member of the choir that's been willing to put aside their time to present this to us today. And Lord, I trust that all their work and desire has been done out of a reflection of their sincere and genuine love for you. And so, Lord, please accept it as a sweet smell of offering and praise to your name. And Lord, we thank you for also the supper that we can enjoy and the fellowship around it. Pray that we would be encouraged as we spend time together reflecting upon you and just enjoying the blessings of having a God who loves us and what all this brings, and especially having brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you for this night and commit the rest of the night to you in Jesus' name. Amen.